all the things said and written of the 2017 presidential inauguration, my favorite comes from Across the Ocean. The Twilight Zone inauguration preview was written by Damien Love and was published in Scotland's Sunday Herald, both in their print and online editions. And here's what it said. President Trump, the inauguration, 4 p.m. BBC One, STV. After a long absence, the Twilight Zone returns with one of the most ambitious, expensive, and controversial productions in broadcast history. Sci-fi writers have dabbled often with alternative history stories. Among the most common is the "What if the Nazis had won the Second World War" setting. But this huge interactive virtual reality project, which will unfold on TV and the press and on Twitter over the next 4 years, sets out to build an ongoing alternative present. The story begins in a nightmarish version of 2017, in which huge sections of the U.S. electorate have somehow been duped into voting to make Donald Trump president. It sounds far-fetched, and it is, but as it goes on, it becomes more and more chillingly plausible. Today's feature-length opener concentrates on the gaudy inauguration of President Trump and the stirrings of protest and despair surrounding the ceremony, while pundits speculate gravely on what lies ahead. It's a flawed piece, but a disturbing glimpse of the horrors we could stumble into if we're not careful. As I record this podcast, Donald Trump is being sworn in. When I'm done, he will be the 45th president of the United States of America. I say Donald Trump, but in reality, there are two Donald Trumps. One Donald Trump is a joke, a laughingstock, a buffoon. He's a punchline, a source of endless wonder. We read his words and we shake our heads at his unserious, ridiculous, and juvenile behavior. This Donald Trump is parodied on Saturday Night Live. The internet turns his words into memes. They're the words of an impulsive man-child, a petulant and problem teen, a self-absorbed reality TV celebrity with a grade 6 vocabulary. And then there's the other Donald Trump, menacing, vindictive, thin-skinned, the angry and vain Donald Trump who every night attacks in the middle of the night using a Twitter account. The authoritarian Donald Trump who threatens journalists, who encourages his followers to attack protesters at his rallies, who this week told an interviewer for The Times that he likes order and strength. A compulsive liar, a petty, vengeful man, a man with grand ambitions and no sense of shame or decorum or just ordinary human decency. We have no idea who is going to be president, but it could be both. The buffoon who declares a nuclear arms race on Twitter, a ridiculous and impulsive man-child who has carved out a lucrative career as a con man, enriching himself on the misery of his many victims. Astonishing to think he could be clueless and crafty, a cunning ignoramus, a diabolical doofus, all at the same time. But he could be that, a dangerous, menacing clown who will entertain us as the world burns. It's not the contradiction it seems to be. Donald Trump is smart about the things he wants to be smart about. Things like convincing angry, desperate, greedy, or just plain credulous people that he has something great for them. Just sign here, on the dotted line. You're gonna love it. Trust me. All the people who thought they'd be rich once they put out their $30,000 for a Trump University course. Oh, and this week he paid $25,000 in a lawsuit against Trump University. All the people who sank their life savings into heavily hyped Trump-branded properties that never materialized. That's been in the news as well, as journalists explore his ties to the Russian mafia. All the people who took the bait because they saw Donald Trump on TV and they figured the guy who played a rich and successful businessman on TV must know something about business. So they sank their life savings into heavily hyped Trump-branded products and properties that never materialized. Well, ask any actor who plays a doctor on television. They will tell you that people think they're doctors. People believe what they see on TV, apparently. And mostly what we know about Donald Trump is what we've seen on TV. We've seen the two Donald Trumps, a funny Donald Trump that we can look down on and laugh at, a harmless and absurd fellow, and a mean-spirited grifter Donald Trump, who could do unimaginable damage now that he's the president of the United States. Of course, there's a third Donald Trump, the Donald Trump who will make America great again. The Donald Trump who has built tremendous businesses all over the world. The Donald Trump who cares about you and cares about your family, your church, your factories, your town. The Donald Trump who says he doesn't care about his businesses. He doesn't care at all. It's just peanuts compared to the job of being president. He's doing this just for you, just for America. He wants you to have a great job and a great life and a happy, healthy family. Just sign here, on the dotted line, and he'll make it happen. Don't worry about the fine print. Just trust him. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah.